Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
5:11 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. National Weather Service, of course, we'd like to thank Brandon Black. He was on with us about 20 minutes ago or so from the office in Mobile, updating us on about what's going to happen with the eclipse tomorrow evening and the percentage of cloud cover for there. Not looking good, he said. If you want to get up after 1 o'clock, you might catch the front or tail end of it. But cloud cover will move in tomorrow night, impacting the chances of viewing the eclipse here in Pensacola. We also spoke about the nasty weather moving in on Saturday. Austin's all over that. He'll be up in a few minutes. So let's just go ahead and jump right in. Here's the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
The 2024 resident satisfaction survey found 81% of Pensacola residents approved the city offering discount parking permits for people who do live in the city. Mayor Reeves says his staff is reviewing pricing options for resident parking permits versus non-resident parking permits. If there should be other types of permits, they're going to be considering maybe a night only or a weekend only permit. They could be available as well. And also at a post-flight news conference in Houston, NASA recognized Ascension Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola. The facility made history by becoming the first civilian hospital to provide medical care to astronauts in NASA's 60-year history. Kelsey Deason, Director of Acute Services, accepted the award on behalf of the hospital.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Tampa could end its tradition of dyeing the Hillsborough River green ahead of St. Patrick's Day. A petition to stop the act has received over 7,200 signatures. An environmentalist said the dye affects wildlife, but the city says it's non-toxic and safe. As of now, the river will still be dyed during the River O' Green Festival on Saturday.
Okay, it's once again, I'll get into the number called sample base in terms of getting an accurate account of how the full community actually thinks of that.
Yeah, that's the more environmentalist group.
Well, I mean, you got 7,200 people in that part in just the Tampa Bay area alone, 5 million. Mm. So it's like a drop in the bucket, no pun intended. Here's an interesting, but something you really don't want to hear about. Florida-bound airline flight needed to make an alternative stop after a passenger attacked a flight attendant, saying he was a demon and he wanted to attack people. Even Brown has more.
An American Airlines flight bound for Miami had to return to Savannah, Georgia Monday night after a passenger had what is being described as a manic episode. Witnesses say he not only violently kicked a flight attendant, he swallowed rosary beads to ward off, in his words, Satan's disciples, who he claimed followed him onto the plane. An FBI arrest affidavit identifies the passenger as 31-year-old Delange Augustine, who needed to be subdued by passengers after the plane landed. Augustine's sister, also on the flight, says they were traveling to Haiti to flee religious attacks. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, we're giving away three pairs of tickets, not to all to one person, though. We're giving away a pair of tickets to three different people to the Celtic Angels Ireland concert. All you have to do is tell me, what day of the month of March is St. Patrick's Day? This should be pretty easy. I'll give you a hint. It's this upcoming Monday.
I would love to win these tickets.
Yeah, well, and hopefully these people can. If you tell me what day of the month St. Patrick's Day is by texting in to 850-437-1620, the first three people to do that will win a pair of tickets to the Celtic Angels performance.
All right, let's continue. A couple of more Florida stories here this afternoon. Florida lawmakers are considering creating an abusers list targeting pets and humans. This is interesting. Even Brown's back.
A bill in the Florida legislature would create a statewide database of people convicted of abusing or harming animals. Such a list could be used to prevent adoptions by serial abusers, though it could also be used to enhance penalties against other criminals.
And so as they're scoring out the penalties, they know that this person has been convicted in the past of abusing animals, and they can take that into account when they're scoring out the penalty should they subsequently abuse people.
State Senator Tom Leake, the bill's author, Florida in 2018 passed a law increasing sentences for those convicted of harming animals. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on 9 Mile worsening if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Also have a little bit lingering on Navarre Parkway. And when I say a little bit, I mean a lot. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach, traveling towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 70 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 75, low of 62.
Okay, flags are flying green this afternoon, but just remember, swim with usual caution and swim in protected areas out there. That could change very quickly. Stocks ending mixed today. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed amid tariff worries and as investors digested a cooler-than-expected consumer price index report for February, which showed that inflation increased 2.8% annually. Core prices, which exclude the volatile food and energy categories, rose 3.1% from a year earlier. That's the lowest level in nearly 4 years. Tech stocks were among the gainers, boosting the tech-heavy NASDAQ. However, Apple shares bucked the upward trend with its stock falling nearly 2%. The Dow winners: NVIDIA, Salesforce, and American Express; the Dow decliners, Amgen, Apple, and McDonald's. The Dow down 83 points, the NASDAQ higher by 212, S&P 500 up 27. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
5:17, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we got EMS Director Chris Watts on the line. Going to have a quick sit down with us. All that and more coming up throughout your afternoon on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What is your spiritual blood type? Physically speaking, there are four principal blood types: type A, type B, type AB, and type O. And in case of a physical emergency, it's important that you know what your blood type is. However, in case of a spiritual emergency known as sin, death, and hell, it is important that you know what your spiritual blood type is. The hymn writer famously said, "What can wash away my sins?" The answer? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus' blood is an atoning blood. It is an incorruptible blood. It is a precious blood, and it is the only blood that God the Father accepts as a sufficient payment for our sin emergency. So are you covered by the blood of Jesus? If not, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Call upon Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Ever have one of those days where your gut just feels blah?
Ugh, yes.
Occasional bloating or gas could be signs that your gut is out of balance, but Align Probiotic can help. Align 24/7 Digestive Support is a daily-use probiotic with a unique strain to help relieve occasional digestive issues. It's the number one doctor-recommended brand. So when you feel the signs, it's time to try Align. Align Probiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Have you recently been involved in a car wreck? Well, if so, we can help.
That's right. At Frank Buys Junk Cars, we buy junk cars in any condition. Wreck, crash, smash, bash, on fire, put out. Frank Buys Junk Cars. Call today. Get paid today.
Frank got me $400 for my junk car.
Buys.
buys junk cars. Frank buys junk cars.
850-525-2035. Frank buys junk cars.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk about a proper Visit Pensacola St. Patrick's Day and what springtime means in Pensacola.
Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
522 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, it is a beauty of a Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Scambia residents are going to get a behind-the-scenes look at emergency operations in 4 days. We're talking about Saturday. Scambia EMS is holding an open house from noon to 4. This is over at the Scambia Public Safety Building on W Street. EMS Chief Chris Watts joins us today. And Chris, thank you so much. First of all, thanks for your patience. I know we went through a kind of a crazy day yesterday, but thanks so much for coming back, agreeing to come back on the show today. How are you doing this afternoon?
Doing well. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Yeah, we were watching you on the Channel 3 interview. Watch you on the screen here today, and a lot of interest in this the behind-the-scenes look at the EOC. I say this because I sat there at the ECUA position at that desk for about 14 years, and it is quite an operation. When somebody comes to this event on Saturday, what will the attendees actually get out of coming to this behind-the-scenes look?
Well, I'm hopeful that we'll be able to engage with the community and inform them what it is EMS is doing every day, get to meet some of the people that are doing the job each and every day, look at some of the equipment we use, understand some of the things that we're actually doing in the community beyond just showing up 911 calls and taking people to the hospital, learning about some of the procedures that we have. We've got a few things that we can help teach the community as well, like hands-only CPR, stop the bleed, a little bit of information about our core program, some programs that are to come, a lot of good statistics that we can share about the agency so they can learn. And on top of that, we have a little friendly competition for our crews so that way they can cook some chili and have people come in and taste the chili and figure out who's the winner going to be.
There you go. Somebody coming in on Saturday, is there any type of recruitment opportunities for them?
You know, absolutely. It's my goal that people who are interested in the field that haven't entered the field yet, this would be an opportunity to ask questions, see if it's right for them. Those that are already in school or in the field, if they want to know more about us, it's an opportunity to come check us out and ask questions and see if this is the right place for them. So we're always looking to recruit more folks, and especially qualified folks. So,
you know, I was checking your background out a little bit here and was pretty amazed finding out that you used to be a flight paramedic. Do you miss those flying days?
You know, I do. I miss flying. It was an excellent experience. It was something I've always wanted to do in my career, and I'm glad I was able to do it, albeit for a relatively short time before I took this role, but something that I will take with me forever.
Well, let me tell you, the biggest issues that are on the table with the commissioners and then, of course, EMS, a lot of things going on behind the scenes. Chris, if you could put one item, the top item on your list that you want to get accomplished in 2025, what would that be?
My top item is to get us more adequately staffed so that way we can bring our response times to what I see as a better level. We're not bad with our response time, but we can do better. And I think we have the ability to do it. We just got to bring the right people in and put the right resources where they need to be. And I think we're making those positive changes now. And I look forward to seeing what the rest of 2025 brings so we can keep moving that needle in the right direction.
Hey, do you ever hear from your friends up there in Michigan saying, hey, come on back up here?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you know, I do miss it. All my family's still up there. But, you know, we go visit from time to time.
All right.
But I'm enjoying what I have, too.
Well, you're living in paradise, so you can't be doing so bad. And that's what I always tell my family over in New Orleans. I always say, you really don't know where I live, do you? When it comes to throwing that paradise card. Hey, Chris Watts, thanks a lot for your time today. You're a real gentleman to work us into your schedule. I know you're real busy.
Well, I appreciate having the opportunity, so thank you.
All right, Chris Watts, he's the chief EMS, Scambia County over there. And again, he kind of shuffled his schedule around so he could meet with us today. So, really nice guy.
Absolutely.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Getting you another quick check of the roads and weather here, brought to you by Anderson Subaru. We've got some backups worsening on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. Also have some on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. And last but not least, 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road, giving us some issues at this time as well. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 61. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 62.
In about an hour, they're going to be saying, okay, let's light this candle and get it out of here. Well, SpaceX getting ready to go up. Jonathan Ceres has more from the Cape.
A SpaceX rocket is on launch pad 39A, poised to send 4 fresh crew members to the International Space Station. That will allow Starliner test pilots Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams to return aboard a separate SpaceX capsule that launched to the ISS in September, carrying 2 crew members and 2 empty seats. Ahead of her departure, Sonny handed over command of the space station to a Russian colleague.
I promise you, we are actively trying to find the passage back to the place we were before.
It started as an 8-day flight test of Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft, which developed intermittent thruster problems on the way up to the space station. At Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Jonathan Seri, Fox News.
And a San Francisco federal judge is ordering the active head of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management to testify this week or face sanctions after ruling the Trump administration's mass firings of federal workers is illegal. Chuck Ezell had directed agencies to fire about 200,000 probationary employees without evidence of poor performance. The judge blocked the firings, but he couldn't reinstate those already dismissed.
528 News Radio 92.3, the former Columbia University grad student facing deportation, remaining in custody in Louisiana. Here's more with Grinnell Scott.
A federal judge says Mahmoud Khalil should stay detained in Louisiana. His lawyers argue that Khalil should be brought back to New York to be with his wife, who is expecting. President Trump wants Khalil deported for his role in pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University last year. Attorney Ramzi Kassem says what the president seeks is not fair for a legal U.S. resident.
Those grounds are vague. They are rarely used. Essentially, they are a form of punishment and retaliation for the exercise of free speech.
The judge wants arguments filed on where this case should be heard. In New York, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And speaking of that subject matter, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says that Khalil's federal court case isn't about First Amendment rights. He said in a briefing that no one has a right to a student visa or a green card. Lawmakers have argued that his detainment was illegal since he is a green card holder, though.
29-year-old Alexander Deloche of Pensacola was in court today on a charge of second-degree murder for allegedly shooting Napoleon Powell. This happened in February 2024. Scambia deputies report Powell was shot in the 7,000 block of Moore Road. Investigators believe Powell was simply at the wrong place at the wrong time, as it appears he was not the intended target. If convicted of second-degree murder, Deloche faces life in prison without the possibility of parole. Don't forget, March's full moon, called the worm moon, set for tomorrow night, Friday night. Brandon Black, National Weather Service, says chances are iffy, probably going to see a pretty good amount of cloud cover for the eclipse tomorrow night. But we can still hope.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says since returning to office, President Trump has been pushing the economy in the wrong direction.
Donald Trump and House Republicans are crashing the American economy in real time and leading us toward a possible recession.
A spending package passed in the House last night, now moving to the Senate, where bipartisan support would be required to reach the president's desk. The counselor to the president, Peter Navarro, tells Fox the nation is transitioning from former President Joe Biden's economy to President Trump's.
Bidenomics was a combination of very over-aggressive Keynesian stimulus spending to goose the economy that created large amounts of debt, which is unsustainable.
Senate Democrats have signaled they will not support the Republican-backed spending package, which has passed the House just last night. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. U.S. egg prices are finally showing signs of relief after a nearly 60% surge over the past year. Egg prices jumped 10% on a seasonally adjusted basis in February from the previous month, bucking an overall trend of slowing food inflation, according to a U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics report. Canada said it will impose 25% tariffs on more than $20 billion worth of U.S. goods in retaliation for the Trump administration's steel and aluminum duties that took effect overnight. Prices for goods and services moved up less than expected in February as consumers and businesses worry about the impact tariffs might have on inflation. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the consumer price index was up 0.2% for the month. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow dropping 82, the S&P 500 grew slightly, and the NASDAQ gained more than 200. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. The Buffalo Bills signed Joey Bosa, and the Baltimore Ravens signed DeAndre Hopkins. Sure, neither are the same player they once were, but if either could find the fountain of youth for one season, it could be the difference for the Bills or Ravens. And I think more will be asked out of Bosa, because acquiring a pass rusher in Buffalo is of greater importance entering the 2025 season than bringing in a wide receiver to Baltimore. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Gun Show this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on. We appreciate the ride home today. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Enjoy it. Clouds will be moving in for Thursday and Friday. Saturday, blah, 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 it's going to be probably a nasty day. Austin's all over this. He'll be up with us in just a few seconds, taking care of that. And, of course, as we do at this time of the day, let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories, if you don't mind.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the 2024 resident satisfaction survey found 81% of Pensacola residents approving of the city offering discount parking permits for people who live in the city. Mayor Reeves says his staff reviewing pricing options for residents' parking permits versus non-residents' parking permits, and if there should be other types of permits, such as night-only or weekend-only permits, available as well. Scambia Children's Trust is reviewing applicants for Community Access Resilience and Empowerment microgrants to provide up to $50,000 in one-time funding to these programs that align with the Children's Trust's mission to serve at-risk youth and address critical areas such as health, education, and environmental sustainability. $300,000 been set aside for the CARES grants. And a post-flight news conference in Houston. Very big news. NASA recognizing Ascension Sacred Heart Pensacola. The facility made history by becoming the first civilian hospital to provide medical care to astronauts in NASA's 60-year history. Kelsey Deason, Director of Acute Services, accepted the award on behalf of the hospital.
Here's your top scene this hour.
All righty, giving you a look at what's happening on the men's college basketball scene. We've got the ACC and SEC tournaments underway. If you were listening to us last night, you would have known Florida State was playing Syracuse, and unfortunately, Knowles just couldn't pull it off. Syracuse now facing SMU at 8:30 tonight on ESPNU. Over on the SEC side of things, we've already gotten a couple games over with. The ones yet to come on, one starts at 6 on the SEC Network, LSU and Mississippi State, and then at 8:30, Oklahoma and Georgia.
Okay, Ice Flyers returning to home ice this weekend, Friday and Saturday, matching up against Quad City. Puck dropping 7:05 both evenings in the Bay Center. Pensacola facing Birmingham on the road tomorrow night before heading back home.
And Brooks Koepka says he will fulfill his contract with LIV Golf. It comes after former golf star Fred Couples said that Koepka was unhappy playing in LIV's league and he wanted to return to the PGA Tour. Koepka said once his contract has ended, then he'll, quote-unquote, see what happens.
NBA, PGA, and all the sports you'll ever need. Here's Fox Sports Update.
Fox Sports Update.
They've won 15 straight games for the second time in a single season.
On FanDuel Sports Network Ohio, the Cleveland Cavaliers came back from 18 points down in the second half to beat the Brooklyn Nets 109-104.
Cleveland, which opened the season 15-0, has its second 15-game win streak this season. The Cavs have the best record of the NBA, 55-10. March Madness. Four more schools want automatic bids to the men's NCAA basketball tournament Tuesday. Unranked Gonzaga upset 19th-ranked St. Mary's in the West Coast Conference Final, 58-51. Both teams will make the NCAA brackets. UNC Wilmington advanced to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2017. Beat Delaware in the CAA championship, 76-72. For the first time since 1991, St. Francis of Pennsylvania going to the NCAAs. The Red Flash scored a 46-43 win over Central Connecticut in the Northeast Conference Final. Robert Morris won the Horizon League Championship over Youngstown State, 89-78. Robert Morris back in the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2015. Three more automatic bids to the NCAAs will be won tonight. NFL free agency, five-time Pro Bowl defensive end Joey Bosa has found a new home. After nine seasons for the Chargers, Bosa will play for the Buffalo Bills. We're giving him a one-year deal for $12.6 million. Five-time Pro Bowl wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins agreed to a one-year contract with the Baltimore Ravens worth up to $6 million. Released by the 49ers, defensive end Leonard Floyd agreed to a one-year $10 million contract with the Falcons. Tiger Woods will not be playing in the Masters next month. Five-time Masters champ had minimally invasive surgery yesterday to repair a ruptured Achilles tendon. Woods has not competed on the tour since last July when he missed the cut at the Open Championship. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Governor Phil Murphy expanding New Jersey's alcohol beverage licensing framework. The governor signed a bill on Wednesday allowing expanded liquor licensing at the Garden State's largest venues for global sporting events. And the move comes ahead of FIFA World Cup soccer matches at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. Those games, which begin this summer and continue into next year, are expected to generate over $2 billion and to support 14,000 jobs.
Okay, Tiger Woods back in the news, and really not for the good reasons here. He's going to go back under the knife and kind of putting a damper to the season. Joe Morgan has the explanation for us.
Tiger Woods has experienced another setback. The 15-time major champion underwent what he called a minimally invasive Achilles tendon repair for a ruptured tendon, suffering the injury as he ramped up his training and practice at home. The doctor who performed the surgery said they expect a full recovery, though no timetable was provided. The injury means that Woods will undoubtedly miss the first major of the year, the Masters at Augusta National in April. Woods has not competed in a PGA Tour event this season following the death of his mother last month and last played in a tour event at the British Open in July, where he missed the cut. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Looking at the roads here, we've had just a few issues, but they're starting to break up a bit. 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road has gotten significantly better. However, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach has gotten significantly worse. That congestion is reaching. If you are traveling westbound on your way to Highway 87, pushing you back near Hobart Field, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 75, low of 62.
Okay, 545. I heard you talk about the roads here, and I just wanted to add this. FDOT reporting this afternoon, drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along Creighton north to Olive and Gregory from North Palafox to east to 14th. And Santa Rosa County, Highway 90 from west of Avalon to east of Stewart Street. And in Gulf Breeze, of course, that road widening project continues on Highway 98 east from Bayshore Drive to Portside Drive. Still goes on, and the frustration still gets bigger. Drive it every day is what I'm saying. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this is... Since you're so frustrated.
Oh, I'm frustrated.
This could be uplifting for you. Just a funny rivalry moment here. Amtrak taking a poke at Southwest Airlines. The passenger railroad company posted on X Tuesday, quote, "Guess we're the only ones doing free baggage now." It then reminded passengers that they can bring one personal item of up to 25 pounds plus two carry-on items up to 50 each. Southwest Airlines announced Tuesday that it would be charging most customers for checked bags on May 28th. Passengers that have high loyalty status will still be allowed to check two bags for free.
I remember these just line you up at the gate, put you in little sections, and say, "Get on board."
Yeah.
Pick out a seat. I like that. That was pretty cool. Talking about the weather this, well, for the next couple of days, heading into the weekend. Wow. Brandon Black from National Weather Service pretty much laying it out there earlier last hour. Yeah, we're going to get some rain moving in tomorrow into Friday, and then Saturday will be our worst days. Austin, again, is all over that one. But on a national snapshot, storms moving in to the west, taking effect into the east. Really a lot of bad weather coming up this weekend. Here's Janice Dean.
Strong storms could fire up today over parts of the southern plains and the lower Mississippi Valley. This is in advance of the next major storm system moving into the west today. Fire danger is critical over the southern high plains with dry, warm, breezy conditions. We've got another day of warmer than average temperatures for parts of the eastern and central U.S. before the next cold front moves in and brings wintry weather and a possible blizzard for the Midwest and the northern plains. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Yeah, go ahead.
Forgive me. The FCC is
so excited about this.
The FCC is planning to roll back regulations on the tech, media, and telecommunications industries. FCC Chair Brendan Carr said in a statement that current regulations only slow down innovation. The President Trump ally has been publicly critical of mainstream news outlets and tech companies.
See, that's what you call engagement, man. I mean, we're all over these stories here because they're important. Federal judge set to hear arguments about the Pentagon's attempt to ban transgender people. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Trans rights groups are asking U.S. District Judge Ana Reyes to block the Trump administration's attempt to keep transgender military members from serving, arguing that the ban illegally discriminates against them. During a February hearing, Reyes, a Biden appointee, questioned the president's motives for issuing the January executive order, saying it is, quote, frankly ridiculous that a pronoun could affect U.S. military readiness. Those bringing the suit include an Army Reserve's platoon leader and an Army major awarded a Bronze Star for service in Afghanistan. Transgender people make up less than 1% of all active duty service members. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And the U.S. cracking down on long-term visits from Canadians. Visitors that are planning to stay longer than 30 days are now required to register with the government. A new mandate uploaded to the Federal Register says that anyone over the age of 14 will also need to apply for fingerprinting with authorities. And this tightens an existing law that Canadians used to be exempt from. It comes as the U.S., Canada, and Mexico tariff war is going on with President Trump's new decision-making.
You know, we're doing that survey about the green water in Tampa Bay a few years ago and stuff like that. You know, I always talk about sample bases. Here's one, another something to consider and contemplate. According to Diners, the best fried chicken chain in America is not Chick-fil-A.
Ooh.
How about that? You ready? Want to know the top five?
Yes.
I know you're just chomping your bits at this one. Okay, here's your top five chicken chains. Number five, churches. Ooh. Number four, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
Number three, Chick-fil-A. Number two, KFC.
Okay.
And number one, Popeyes.
Yeah, so a lot of those names being up there doesn't surprise me. Church is probably a little underrated. I haven't had churches in years, so maybe I'm
like
out of the loop.
I do. I like churches.
Yeah, and their biscuits are always better. Popeyes, they always talk about the dry biscuits there. Church's biscuits are far better than theirs. And President
Trump...
And
what was the survey based on that?
Austin. Yeah, and I'm not talking about the city of Texas either. President Trump claims deaths in the Russia-Ukraine war are underreported. Speaking from the White House with the Irish Prime Minister, Trump once again said the war never would have started if he were president the last 4 years. He added that 2,000 people a week are dying in the war and that it has to end. He said, we are getting close to peace, noting that Ukraine has agreed to a temporary ceasefire that has yet to be backed by Russia.
Thinking about maybe buying or selling that house, mortgage rates are up slightly today, still below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting, average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.79%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.21%.
All righty, 550 here. We'll take one last quick break when we return. Got a little bit of a mesh for you here, kind of where business and pop culture intertwine. We'll hit you with a little bit of both as we ease you into the 6 o'clock hour right here on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, looks as though more employees are being cut at the Department of Education. Tanya J. Roberts has more on this one.
When the job cuts are complete, staffing numbers at the Education Department will be about half of the previous 4,100 workers, part of a federal government downsizing directed by President Trump. Education Secretary Linda McMahon on Fox's The Ingram Angle says the aim is to send more money to local education authorities.
We're not taking away education. The president never said that. He's taken the bureaucracy out of education so that more money flows to the states. Better education is closest to the kids, with parents, with local superintendents, with local school boards.
Education Department employees got an email on Tuesday saying the offices would be closed until Thursday for, quote, security reasons. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And a new report shows inflation is cooling. Core CPI, which strips out volatile food and energy costs, rose 3.1%. That's down from 3.3% the previous month. The report follows a major sell-off on Wall Street this week, linked to uncertainty over tariffs implemented by the Trump administration.
Okay, very interesting. You know, we were talking about the fried chicken, and which is pretty interesting. Popeye's was founded in Chalmette, Louisiana, in St. Bernard Parish, just down the street from where I used to live.
Louisiana Fast.
Al Copeland had Popeye's for many years, and then he went public with it and lost the company. So
ruthless world out there.
It really was. So I just thought I'd add that in there. Hey, listen, the search continuing for a University of Pitt student. She went missing during the spring break down in the Dominican Republic. This is a sad story. Nate Foy has more on it.
The Rio Republica Resort is clarifying some reports about a power outage that happened the night that Konanke disappeared. One hotel guest said because of the power outage that many rooms didn't have air conditioning, so some people went to the pool or the beach to cool off. There were also concerns about digital evidence being compromised because of a lack of power. But Rio Republica now says, quote, the lobby and common areas remained power throughout the entire day of March 5th and the early hours of March 6th.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This final check of the roads and weather, I'll keep it as brief as I can. We got some problems on Navarre Parkway here if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and that will not be so brief. Those backups are pushing you all the way past Windhaven Beach, actually to where you're almost touching Hurlburt Field. It's actually a pretty rough look right now. Outside of that, it's Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 61 tonight. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers early on your Thursday, where it will be a high of 75, low of 62.
556. News Radio 92.3 doesn't get more pop culture than this, Austin. Another Pensacola icon is retiring. New York Nick is leaving the building and the bar business after 50 years. Nick Zingari, two places he had. He's got Badlands now. That's down on Palafox. He's been there since 2016. He's stepping away in April, selling it to new owners. He used to be just down the street until he had to move to his present location, but he was New York Knicks.
Yeah.
Down the street. So Nick Zingari said, he quoted Forrest Gump in this, well, it's about time.
Right.
That's it.
I'm pretty tired. I'm going to go home now.
That's it. I'm going to quit running.
All right. I'm assuming you're familiar with Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, I am.
And are you familiar with President Trump's infamous feud with her?
Oh, I am.
Well, we've got a new chapter in the saga. President Trump taking a swipe at her recently.
And she's in Ireland now, by the way.
Yes, and that's what this is actually pertaining to. He took a swipe at her after she announced that she's moved to Ireland in protest of his administration. Today at the White House while visiting with Trump, Ireland's prime minister was asked, Ireland is known for very happy, fun-loving people. Why in the world would you let Rosie O'Donnell move there? Trump asked the PM if he knew who O'Donnell was and then quickly interjected, you're better off not knowing. The comedian posted a TikTok video on Tuesday claiming she and her 12-year-old daughter were now living there, and she was in the process of getting Irish citizenship.
All right, here's another element falling under the umbrella of pop culture. New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest kicking off this spring, April 24th through May the 4th, spanning two weekends. No shortage of super talent here. Pearl Jam, Dave Matthews Band, Lenny Kravitz, Santana, Luke Combs, Irma Thomas, Cheap Trick, Patti LaBelle, Joan Jett. That's a whole lot. You know, we were talking about, we had not heard from Joan Jett in quite a while. I saw her on a billboard going down the 10 freeway. She's playing at one of those casinos over there.
Really?
I guess she's doing the casino thing, but she's still active.
Okay.
Joan Jett and the Blackhawks.
Good for her.
Woo.
And Millie Bobby Brown hitting back
hit
at tabloid.
Hit me with your best shot. That's Pat Benatar.
Yeah, I think so, isn't it?
It's Benatar.
Yeah, Millie Bobby Brown is hitting back at tabloids that say she looks middle-aged. The 21-year-old Stranger Things star spoke to host Alex Cooper on the podcast Call Her Daddy. She noted that she started in the public-facing industry at the age of 10, and her features and British accent changed as she matured, saying, what do you want me to do about that? She posted a video on Instagram last week calling out specific members of the tabloid media for bullying her and dissecting her appearance. She said she finds the behavior disgusting.
Hey, here's something close. You want to see the SS United States, you know, the cruise liner we've been talking about for weeks now coming out of Philadelphia. Do you ever want to see that thing up close and personal?
Sure.
You can. And it's pretty interesting. The ship, currently docked in Mobile, will be the centerpiece of exclusive harbor tours before it becomes the world's largest artificial reef in Destin, Blakely State Park. Is hosting 11 guided tours. They will start these tours on Friday, offering the public a unique chance to view this historic ship up close. Let me just say this. If you think you're going to get on board and walk around, no, that's not going to happen. They're going to take you up to the ship on a boat, probably. If you want to book the tour, here it is, blakelypark.com. They're open. Take advantage of it.
Alrighty. And a movie about Tiger Woods' life reportedly being developed by Amazon MGM. Multiple reports say former President Obama and First Lady Michelle's company Higher Ground is in talks to produce the film. Woods is one of the most accomplished golfers of all time, having won 15 major championships and 82 PGA Tour events.
All right. Early voting for the April 1st special election gets underway Saturday, March 22nd, continuing through Saturday, March 29th. Exercise your right and get out and vote.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.